Dang, what are we drinking today, boys?
Water, technically.
Actually, I do have some water.
It is the most technical definition of water. Aquafina.
Hey, man, don't judge me, bro. I have to stop by.
Aquafina. Aquafina is nuts.
You know, Chad, every day, man, just look back. How I got cooked for eating chicken nuggets was crazy. These motherfuckers be doing, bro. Crazy.
Hey, Aquafina, bro. Look, Souls be trying to get out of there. Tendies, nigga. Souls really be trying to get out there, but I ain't gonna lie. Aquafina might be the closest one. Aquafina's bad.
At least it's not Dasani, nigga. What the fuck?
I guess.
It's not Dasani, but Aquafina is like, it's Aquafina and Dasani and then every other brand.
First of all, no.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Flint water, Dasani, Aquafina. That ain't, man.
Apparently, they put like crazy salt in Dasani, so when you drink it, you don't even quench your thirst. Like, you just get more thirsty. Have you ever actually
heard something like that.
Yeah, have you ever actually like cured your thirst after drinking Dasani?
No, I've never thought about that.
Yeah, well, fun fact for you. I learned that on TikTok. Ladies and gentlemen, man. Well, wait. What's good, dog? What you grubbing on?
He has a face.
Of course, so long I cooked, and I got some potatoes with it. I'm sad.
I'm just glad nigga eat a case of fucking deer like Tony every fucking time.
Nah. I be forgetting some of y'all niggas are like human.
Yeah. Niggas be NPCs, bro.
Bro, I'm like, oh shit. Like, this nigga's soda isn't like a weird ass can with $100. This nigga actually is a human.
All right, well, you enjoy your meal, man. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another podcast. As you can see right here, we're rocking a 3-man weave. Omar is not with us today. Honestly, do not know what he's doing, but not available.
He quit. Infinity links over here, gang. I can't do it with one finger. Infinity links. Oh, imagine it's another one. Someone link me. Come on.
What do you mean?
Hey, there it is. Infinity links. The streets
know. I can't do it.
Yeah, we don't know why Omar isn't here. I think he's still running from the lead attorney's cookings from last pod. Hey, have y'all seen the comments on the last pod?
Yo,
bro?
Nah.
The comments on the last pod is mad funny, bro.
Y'all got cooked for y'all own reason. I ain't gonna lie, that's the only time y'all made me sick. I was sitting there lagging my ass off, like, what? What in the background the whole time? Tried to restart twice. Y'all got fucking sunned. Y'all make me sick.
Yo, oh, yes, the reason you didn't get sunned because you couldn't fucking talk. Right. This is insane.
Hey, and I was on BT. I was combat and all the shit. Here we are making episodes about how we do this right, that right, and this right. And some motherfucker in a suit comes here. You're all wrong.
He didn't even come in a suit.
That's
how bad you was lagging? This is crazy.
You thought it was a suit? That's crazy,
man.
Hey, dog, you see all the comments? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. We're gonna look back at this pod, and this is gonna be the one that really changed the game for Let's Keep It a Buck.
No. My favorite one. Yo, I'm not gonna lie. He said everything I was thinking. I be looking at how y'all just be not reading super chats like this is Twitch or something. I'm like, yo, none of you niggas fucking cared. None of y'all really cared, bro.
Hey, that's true. They definitely don't give a shit about half the shit he was talking about. But over all of that, you chat motherfuckers lying off rip. It's 3 minutes. Y'all say I was lagging for 10 minutes. I was lagging for 10 minutes, Dom. Dom almost says it's only 10 minutes. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Come on, man.
Let's establish this for the hierarchy of super chats. So we don't treat everyone the same. All right. This right here, that's for $10 and below. All right. if it's $10 and below, this is the sound that you get.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, what was that?
$10 and below.
What sound did it? Oh, it didn't pop up. Fuck. Wait.
You don't hear it?
No, I do hear it.
You hear?
No, I'm trying to do this. No.
Oh, he sucks.
Okay, there you go. This is a super chat. Shout out to Malk Hendricks. This is a super gat. Fire emoji, eggplant.
And what sound I get?
A gunshot. All right. And I know there's more $10 and below. Let's get them out the way. Who else super chatted? Under 10.
I got you. Well, no, there's only, it's literally only one under 10. The rest is 999s and then
Texas Beanie Baby.
Woo! Texas Beanie Bye! Baby. Yes, sir. You get a gunshot. Okay, you get two. Because okay. It's twice, you know,
Big
what I'm
Justin Robinson.
Big Souls. Are...
What's a good boot camp to get into tech? I've never taken a boot camp, so I don't know. I went to college and spent $100.
I did ROTC for like a semester. The other semester I skipped, we had a deal.
All right, so you get a gunshot. There you go.
And then
what does Boma get?
Big Boma simp.
$20 souls. If you have a kid, you naming him Benjamin? No. Y'all will not know the name of my baby. You should.
You're a coward. You should. You're 100%.
That's so meta. You
should 100% should
not. What if she's a girl? What if she's a girl? Obviously,
Benji.
What?
All right. Jesus Christ.
Come on.
$20 to $50, specifically $20 to $49.99. We'll get the horn. You get the horn. Almost like you get the horn right there.
Okay.
Do you have like?
I'm about to say the horn. Like tape
so you know, yeah. Like
the horny. What other sounds you got?
Ayo.
I don't know.
No kids.
Like that's a $1
Bing
one.
Bong.
No, the no
Bing
kizzy.
Bong is Bing Bong. Hey.
Bing bong
40 and up. 40 and up for Bing Bong.
Yeah. So 50 and up. 'Cause 20 to 50 is.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Let's see who else. Blake Bass. $20 says y'all pods are always fire. Appreciate it. Crazy.
Okay. I get used to this.
CJ the Gallant for $20 says shout out to the new season of LKIB basketball. Yeah, never.
Hey, that's fun. Quick
sidebar, NBA street fight breaks out. Who y'all got? Draymond Green and Steven Jackson or prime Dennis Rodman and Metal World Peace?
Oh, yeah, Draymond and Steven Jackson. I've watched Draymond knocking the guy out. I've heard stories about Steven Jackson getting in the shootouts. Dennis Rodman wears dresses. Metal World Peace changed his name. Not worried about them.
I'm going Dennis Rodman and Metal World Peace.
I ain't gonna lie. That nigga Meta got the fucking elbow. The people's elbow now.
People's elbow versus the right hand of doom, nigga. Let's find out which is gonna win. Let's see who wins.
I'm like, oh my.
All right, for $5. Sir Darko the Third said, What's good, Soul Sage and Shotgun Shug?
Shotgun Sugar.
Why is niggas going Shotgun? Is that a fucking battle rap or is niggas calling me Sugar Knight? I don't know.
I'm not gonna act like I know ball. And it's probably like a major cultural figure and not who that.
Damo's Dog for $4.99 says, this is a gunshot. Hey.
Niggas aiming for gunshots.
I'm liking them. You know what I'm saying? I'm liking this new era, bro. I don't.
Hey, we look back at that lead attorney pod.
Hey, this really is a turning point. This is crazy. So let me just, you know what I'm saying? $10 and below. All right. 20 to 50. 50 to 100.
Bing bong.
Get a bing bong and 100 and up. Get the bong.
And if you personally hit my Cash App, it will be, I don't know. I don't know what noise I make, but I make a special noise.
I'm about to say, I'll scream, blue or some shit, Cash at me, nigga.
All right, what do I do with this? He said, gunshot, please. I don't.
Gunshot, please.
I guess four gunshots? I don't know.
Ah, right, you got four. Yeah. There you go. Damn, oh, we can, bang. Damn.
Okay. Niggas like the gunshot.
Hey, so this is what happens when we interact with chat. Okay.
Love it. Shout out to new member. Was that an MVP?
New MVP. That's a new MVP.
No kids.
Love it.
You got a no kids.
No kids.
Whoa. Boma Simp just gifted 10 subs. Or members, my bad. I ain't even got into the intros yet. This is crazy. I haven't even talked about the memberships yet. Hey, if you want to get into Discord, become a member.
Oh my god.
Sir Darko the Third says, Sage, quick question. If Let's Keep It a Buck was a WWE faction,
me,
who
what
would
the
be the
fuck
first
me?
To turn heel?
Me. Oh my goodness, me. I see it. Steel chair to the back, RKO, kick to the head when it's just the final two. Sniping somebody for a chip. Oh, me. I ain't gonna lie. I'd do it. I'd do it, Steely.
I agree. He's a traitor.
Texas Beanie Baby. Love the gunshots.
We love you, Texas.
We love you. No cap. We love you. All right, let's get into some content. Again, if you want to become a member, join that Discord. As you can see, that's how the super chat system works. Shout out to everyone in the building right now. How y'all been, man? How y'all been?
Been good. Been real good. You know, it's COD Day tonight. Call of Duty releases. So, hey, man. Shout out everybody in the Discord that's going to be in there tonight. We're about to be like 20 deep going crazy.
She's
about to
be damn, fun. Well, now I gotta call my dog.
No. The full game drops tonight. What you call? They released the beta at first, the beta for the online, and then they was letting niggas play the camp weak ass campaign or whatever, and then the actual game's gonna drop tonight.
Shit, who bought 2K between me and my dog? We got a game share policy. Whoever bought the last, the other nigga get the. Damn, I hope it weren't me. I don't feel like spending nothing else, but I do need COD. I need COD. I ain't played COD in years though, so you Discord motherfuckers don't judge me, bro. I ain't been on COD. We're judging you.
I don't know if I should play COD or Overwatch. I ain't gonna lie.
Overwatch was fun
until COD came. I'm telling you right now, it is a new era in Discord. It is the Call of Duty era. It's cross-plat.
I'm cross still be playing Overwatch. Cool.
That's like a 3-month thing, though. I don't.
Because
no, Overwatch, it is not.
Hey, he kind of spin. He kind of spin.
It's not
is a MW2 like yeah, I'm like
kind
a,
of kind, a, you know I say hey. He's kind of spin. It's no, for 3 months.
Know.
It's
we've had these 3 month phases on the Discord. I don't know.
It's going to be a 3 year peak unmatched like no other, but it's a 3 year peak.
No, for the casuals.
Hey, 3 years is solid. I'll take 3 years.
For the casuals in Discord, yes, it might fall off, but we're going to separate the men from the boys in there. All right. The real gamers, the real shooters are going to shoot.
I'm still a man. I'm just
just saying.
I ain't what I used to be. I'm
not the man you used to be, I guess.
Yeah. These old bones ain't got but so much.
All right. Real quick. Big Michelle. Y'all got cooked last pod. Had a meeting and switched up the super chat responses with a W pod. Cool.
Hey, I will say some of the schooling he was doing to you niggas was facts. So I mean,
something happened. Something happened with y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't really tell motherfuckers a super chat, but hey, maybe he cooked y'all too.
Chat. Tired of being called broke. Chat was like, "We'll see if I'm broke by Monday. We'll see if I'm broke Thursday."
And motherfucker said, "Yeah, it's really the demographic. That's the difference between me and you, Lee. Like, we have a broke community." Chat said,
"Going on you niggas too. I swear to life, I can't prove it. I swear to life, I was lagging. I was like, why is everybody on stage and the chat cucking?" And this motherfucker was like, "Yeah, y'all talking about y'all ain't got a mature audience. This is bullshit. He's talking about everybody."
Crazy. Well, Texas Beanie Baby hits us with a nice 1999 bomb. Love y'all more than Texas love floods.
Oh, wow.
Has there been a flood since Chris Paul left? It has, right?
Since what left?
Chris Paul.
Oh, shit. That's kind of crazy.
Did that last hurricane hit Texas?
I don't think they flooded. I didn't hear about no floods. So since Chris Paul left, they ain't been.
That's crazy.
Okay. Just saying, bro.
Christian Nolan Bethea. Oh, shit, dude. That's disgusting. Glad to see another DMV nigga doing great and B-Souls where you get your sound effects at. Hey, appreciate that, man. Real shit. Appreciate that. B-Souls where you get your sound effects.
Just rip that shit. No cap. All right, man. Listen. We all see the title of the pod. Let's get into some ad content. Our producer Cruz has sent us a bunch of TikToks. Not just by accident. There's just a lot of shit that's been going on TikTok. A bunch of viral clips that let's react to. Because some of them, a lot of the conversations we have on the pod, the reason why shit's controversial is always because of like the gray area. There's like a, you know, it's not clear that it's good or bad. It's the gray area. People had debates. So let me share my screen real quick.
And why you do that? Oh fuck.
Am I say perfect? Why are you trying to set that up?
That guy for real. Ravens or Broncos tonight, man. Broncos, fuck Tom Skady, nigga. I'm going with the Ravens. That running back Lamar finna go ahead and get his get back, and then he's gonna make his way down to Miami. Fins up. By the way, while we're talking about Fins being up, Sage, I have not got to talk to you since them fans flip flop flamp you niggas called Pittsburgh.
You think Steelers. I give a fuck about the Steelers? I know we about to get started, so let me just say this one to the super chat, Bucks.
Am I lagging?
Not right now.
Okay,
but one Bucks. For while they suck. RO can't close. I call him run option only because he don't fucking pass the ball. RPOs is fraudulent. But he can't close. Y'all called me a hater, and then he has a 58 passer rating in the fourth. Two, Souls, I'm glad you see the light. I saw the tweet that made me smile. This is the best Souls tweet I've seen in months. Bruh, NFL commentary clears NBA commentary, bro. I've said the fans kind of
I don't know what about it. Expectations. We'll get back to the super chat in a minute, but we got to talk about this. We got to talk about this.
It's so clear. Shout out to your expectations. But we got to talk about this. It's so clear, bro.
Before y'all get y'all panties in a bunch, I'm not disputing that it's better. My question is, what the fuck does the commentating got to do with us smacking the fuck out the Steelers?
I was going to get to your bum ass. What's that got to do?
The commentators weren't on the field, baby. Right, the commentators weren't on the field.
Let's get this out the way.
Tua, tongue on the area. You
are not bragging about Tua right now. You are not bragging about Tua right now. Tua should have thrown 9 picks.
The left comes back and we getting W's, niggas. That left come back in a straight W.
Fucking turn the 6 upset down. It's a 9 picks. Niggas was dropping picks for fun. On top of that, bro, we suck. You happy you beat us by a possession?
Glad you said it. I didn't want to be one. We suck. I'm glad you know it.
It happens. Fins up. You beat bad teams.
No. I just need you to go back a couple pods when the season was about to start and I said,
I said I was going to talk my shit, but I didn't think we would suck. When
we whoop that ass, I want you to keep that same energy. And what did you say?
Oh, I'm keeping the same energy. I ain't worried about no goddamn dolphins.
I ain't worried about no sushi. I ain't worried about that. I can't even eat dolphin. I ain't worried about that shit.
I thought we'd be like that. And to be honest, I know it's cringy to a lot of niggas when they say I could have caught that ball. Some of them corners was dropping passes. I swear to my life, I could have caught. But,
Coulda, woulda.
Nah, I mean, you don't brag rap about your boy. He's not healthy.
Right, we're losing viewership, guys. Hold on.
sound effects.
Where's the Discord link? I'm not there anymore, and I can't find it. Dre should have made a community post, so there's that. Here's the gunshot. Let me go back to expectations real quick, and then we'll get into the reaction. Let me get a horn and two gunshot combo. W pod. I'm saying alpha for that. So Vexus for $20 says, "Here's love from Minnesota. Just want my battle with COVID. Heading back to work. Dolphins are frauds in waiting every year." Well, first of all, shout out to you for recovering from COVID.
Oh yeah, no shit. Yeah. Nigga, Damo Menace talking about you should have gone back in. Crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. You wanna call my Dolphins frauds? Wait till that variant variant 21 comes out, pussy.
Nah, Rona 24 gonna go. Yeah, I hate y'all. Rona 24 gonna go. Dummy.
Get back on you, pussy. Rona, I ain't giving you no congratulations.
Yo, if I hear COVID-19 in 2020, never mind. Let's just Texas Beanie Baby says that moment when you're a Texas fan.
I feel bad for y'all. I thought y'all had hope this year. I ain't gonna lie. I thought y'all would have got like 5 wins. Y'all suck.
Damn, y'all that's tough. All right, let's react to this video.
Let's tighten up.
This video has been going crazy on TikTok. I saw it on my For You page as well. Y'all have definitely seen these videos, but the reaction, I don't even know if it's fake or... Let me just put it. All right,
bro. Excuse me. Hi. Your car is awesome. What do you do for a living? Sorry, I film videos where I ask people on TikTok what they do in nice cars.
So you just think you can walk up to people and start filming?
Wait, what? You ran up to us with
your... You think you can just walk up to people and start filming that?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just asking a question. I just like your car.
Obviously, you do know if you do this all the time.
It's what my whole account is, but
Your whole account is jamming your phone in people's faces.
I wouldn't call it that. We're in a public spot right now, so I can technically film
it. We don't want you to record us. We don't want you to record us.
Okay. Well, it's a very simple answer. You don't have to answer me.
He's not backing up. He's not backing up, and we want you to back up off the car.
Okay. I'm sorry. I literally am just asking a question.
You're still f***ing recording.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're going to get out pepper spray over... Really? Okay. This is just... Dude, what? Why? Oh, my gosh. Jesus, dude.
LA
is that Jesus?
Jesus, dude.
Jesus, was that actually Jesus?
Yeah, excuse me.
All right, so that's the video right there. Dama looks like he has a reaction. Do we think the reaction is just from the two people in the car?
If it's real.
Yeah,
because that
if
shit,
I ain't gonna lie, that shit did look fake.
That shit
not look real.
Fake as hell, bro.
I'm with y'all niggas.
There's nothing real about that.
That shit look fake as hell. If it's
but,
real,
like I mean, the just the idea of this dude walking up to people and just, yo, what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living? Like, is that like OD? Is that like it's nothing.
It
like,
is, but you gotta just know who you approaching, in my opinion. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be blunt. I've thought about doing not the vlog thing, but I have a video idea in mind, and that video involves me walking up to people like, hey, what's your sign? Just for the troll. And I know if I end up doing that, trust me.
Wait. For your channel?
Yes. I got
this
a
dude wants to be Kai in that.
I'm about to say he's trying to be Kai.
Yo, can I win? Can I win?
No. What's the avalanche? Come on, bro.
How do you solo me now? Yo, chat, do you see the shit? Sage can't win. I swear to God.
I want to be your Rage. I want to be Flight. I want to be Dante. I want to be Berlizzi. I want to be Low. Can I be me?
You want to be W and L. This is crazy. Like,
you trying to be Poggers and oh WL community.
You trying to be Twitch. Like, this is...
You're trying to be Mr. Twitch himself.
Oh my God. I can't just do anything.
Nigga, you just sat there and said, "Yo, I got this video idea where I just woke up and asked niggas, what's your sign for the bit?"
Oh,
that is some
Kai
Sinat that shit. That is Kai Sinat
that
shit.
And I'm like, you know what? It's fire.
You are
this.
Better. You are better than a 5K mall channel, nigga. You are better than that. You are, Sage, look at me, nigga. Look at me. You are better than that. All right,
saying,
you are fucking better.
It's more than that. It's a small bit in the video.
What's your sign? Sage, come on, bro. We can be.
It's gonna be hilarious.
Then what?
Come on,
then what?
Bro.
Then what?
Bro,
huh?
I can't give away the video. What the fuck?
Aquarius. Then what you gonna do, nigga?
Yeah, I'm about to say, what's the next step? Have you really thought about it?
Did you think about
it? Truth you want me to lie to you?
No, the truth. I want that.
I do not think about what I'm saying next.
Hey, Souls. Excuse me. What's your sign?
No.
Scorpio.
I bet. Moving on. Yo, Sage is just gathering data. This is insane.
I'm gonna be trolling. I swear to God, I'm gonna be in that bitch trolling, bro. That shit.
Yo, the whole concept is a troll, bro. This is insane.
I'm gonna tell y'all offline what I'm doing. But y'all goes after this podcast, they gonna see what I'm talking about. Because it's actually
after this podcast.
It's actually a good video.
All he's gonna say is, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't think about it too much. I probably
play
some weird shit or do a dance. I was probably gonna get sturdy. Like, all right.
Okay, eat a dick.
I was either gonna ask him for their sign. If they tell me they sign, then I'm gonna just start getting sturdy. I'm gonna just get
nobody's getting sturdy. I cannot live life. God.
I'm a Scorpio. Bust down Rolly at. Come on.
Hey, this nigga Sage. What's your sign? Capricorn? All right. Shake that shit.
Hey, that's the one dance I never bust. That's the one dance I never bust.
Come on, bro.
Nah. I don't understand the grown ass man doing that. Nah, I can't.
Them hips,
the belly rub? The belly rub is crazy.
Them motherfuckers be hip thrusting in the sun. Oh, man. Oh. Oh. What the hell?
Oh, my God.
And anyways, man, what
real quick.
What did y'all think? Okay. Milk flavor soda.
Milk flavor soda. Gideon tripping.
God damn.
That is some Gideon shit.
Texas being a baby. Off topic. B. Don't your Celtics got the Lana R?
Oh my God!
You talking about Blake Griffin?
Off of topic. B is crazy.
Yeah, off the fuck your question. B souls. Do niggas call you?
Niggas say, "What's up, B?"
One of the people I work for, he does call me B. Never gave him consent to call me B. He just, "Yo, what's up, B?"
Well, does Caleb just call you B? Does
no, it's not just... Caleb. It's not Caleb.
Okay. Okay. I'm like, I'm about to say, Caleb just, yo, B. Hey, listen, I was thinking about this.
B in person. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not a confrontational dude. I'd be like, you just call that nigga.
You just call him.
Yeah, I would actually got mad. I would have been on bad time, and I'd be like, "Yo,
facts, call this nigga, yo, so I got this. This ain't the soul food spot, nigga. I got you this time.
Yeah, man. Yo,
y'all will not let that go, bro.
Just let him go.
I look back. Let him in front. Just let him in front of us.
It's
crazy because when we were at the basketball court, walking to the court, I was like zoning out like the same way I was zoning out at the spot. And Horizon was like, "Yo, you okay? You look like you're thinking deep." And I'm like, "No, I just zone out, y'all."
We get to the court, and it's literally like 15, 20 people there playing ball. And we're just in the corner, and I just look over his souls, and he's just, I seen him starting to get his hands. I'm like, all right, y'all, let's wrap it up.
Dom, I ain't gonna lie. All respect to everybody that was there. I looked you niggas down one by one. I said, yeah, nah, let's
just gotta go.
We're not playing basketball.
I looked at the niggas hooping. I was like, these niggas are.
These niggas are nervous.
Let's just not prepare for this moment. Let's just go.
This is crazy, chat. I just said I zoned out. This is what they turned it into.
Yeah. Zoned.
Yeah,
zoned out. Yeah. Tenchi for $5 for the membership.
Okay.
Texas Beanie Baby again. My brain turned off and I didn't feel like spelling. Try it again. I mean,
I wasn't capitalized. Fix that, bro.
Hate this dude. All right, what do y'all think about the TikTok?
Oh, David? Shit, the TikTok.
Let me. Ah, okay.
Oh, shit. Damn, chat. Yeah, you know what pod you into today. Shout out to Omar. You be keeping this shit in control. I mean, I guess like you in a motherfucker face. You just need a motherfucker that want to be put on camera. You gotta get that read. El Contigator. You gotta get that read from somebody, in my opinion. You can sense it. You know who to approach. Same way you know what girl to approach. And hell, if you gotta ask for directions, what people to approach, you know who to approach and who is likely to be cool with a camera in their fucking face.
That was a fucking skit, nigga. That was a skit. It was scripted. Whatever you want to say, it was a bit. It was just content. These TikTok niggas, TikTok went from a place where genuinely people was doing like authentic shit to a point to now it's so big to where you can just script shit and chop it up as fucking, oh, it's just, look at this incident that just happened because it's fucking TikTok. You putting out, these niggas put out 20 videos a day. Who gives a fuck if they're scripting two or three? Who really cares? So yeah, personally, in terms of scripting videos, as long as it's good and entertaining, I'm for it. But if it's that weird, cringy shit, if you're just going to script some shit where it's crazy woke defensive women, I'm good off that. That's not entertaining for me. There was nothing entertaining.
I'm talking
about
the just the concept of
walking up recording the people
you don't know.
Personally, I'm not against it. As long as it's not harmful, as long as you're not doing no harmful shit, as long as you're not being weird, you're not asking no weird ass questions. Like walking up to a motherfucker that's driving a Bentley, being like, "Yo, my G, what are you doing for a living?" I don't find the harm in that unless they're selling drugs. Other than that, can you say that? I already said it. Don't matter. But
what, drugs?
Oh, well, now we definitely said it twice. But yeah, as long as it's not harmful to the motherfucker, I'm not really worried about it. If you walking up asking, "Yo, how much your fit cost, G? Ha ha. Let me test your ice tester."
Right, yeah, I mean, no.
If you're gonna wear fake jewelry, nigga, just say you don't want to go on. There you go. You can refuse to go. Don't force people on camera. Niggas don't want to be on camera, then don't. If it gets to a point to where niggas are forcing people on camera or making awkward situations or weird shit, then cool. They should have just drove off. Very true. They should have just drove off.
That's also true. Yeah. Nah, they're weird for sitting in front of the camera.
It was script.
That's what I'm saying. It's scripted. But like, they were like a human being, if they actually sat there, let's assume it's real guys, for sitting in front of a camera, like, why are you recording me while getting recorded? It's crazy.
Sage net.
See why we talking about this damn podcast? They push these agendas, then the chat start going on me, and I'm like, oh, there's another one.
You're Sage.
How am I rage again? How?
No, this is nuts. All right, so I just feel like in terms of those scenarios, just be prepared for motherfuckers to react in different ways. If you run up to people with a camera, different people will react differently. So if a motherfucker get pissed, don't act surprised now. Like, people like their privacy. They don't. You technically have to ask for people's permission to, you know, have them on camera. Hypothetically, if this is real, the only reason it went up is because at some point she said, fuck it, put it up. But if they said, don't, you know what I'm saying, don't put it up, they could have technically got sued, but it's a skit. Moving on. I know Sage suggested this in the chat. This is for the TikTok.
I did?
So, yeah.
I'm nervous because my suggestions, I think, are mid.
From Hoodville.
Oh, shit, that one. I was fucking around on that one, but I was doing the concept. Fuck it, we can do this.
Fellas, one gotta go. Barber, gaming, your girl, or money? Do we want to be serious? Or
I'm being serious. Being serious. Barber can go. Nigga, we had a pandemic. A lot of niggas lost their barber. Niggas start cutting their own hair. Niggas just didn't get haircuts. We go back to the 70s, nigga. I start rocking that winning time Magic Johnson cut. Y'all seen that shit he had? I already got the widow's peak. I just got to let it just stay there. There it is.
Some people live for the fortune. Yeah. Some people
you gonna get rid of money? Oh, never mind.
For the games.
Losers. This nigga.
Some people live for the barber. Yeah.
This nigga is here.
Some people live just to hear scream your name.
Sage.
Nigga, Sage. Are you... Her screaming out Sage is crazy.
Nah, I ain't never done.
No, knowing that his name is...
That one I ain't never done.
Nah, we go to DreamCon this summer. We go to DreamCon this summer. Sage pick up one of the fucking E-thoughts. Hey,
I ain't done that one.
She's calling you Sage, nigga. She's calling you Sage.
I ain't done that one.
How would you feel? She screams out.
That is a fact. Sage, we go to a convention. You pick up a girl because, you know what I'm saying, I'm TSO Sage. And you fucking, and she says Sage instead of what your actual name is.
That ain't happened because I tell people I work for Google. If that happened.
Nigga, we're going to be bumping shoulders with RDC and fucking Dante.
If that happened, I would freak out. I ain't going to lie. It wouldn't ruin everything. It's not like an instant solve on some cold water shit. But I'm like, huh? Oh, nah, that's OD. And then I probably just couldn't see you. I laugh. I probably would literally laugh
Sage
out loud.
Is capping. Sage is the type of nigga to God, call him Okage. You'll tell a bitch call you Okage in bed, nigga. You are not. Nah, bro. Nah. Look at him. Look at his face. Yes.
Yo, this dude is
say TSO. What's the game?
TSO.
You say yes, bitch. Say it. Hey, that's you. That is you, nigga.
Screaming out TSO.
Nigga said, "I tell him
the sexy one." What the fuck?
Nah. Oh my god, you're so spot on.
Nah.
Oh my god, you're so slept on.
Nah,
it's
that
so
ain't
crazy.
That's not happening.
Oh my god.
Well, I'm out of B, bruh. That's all that happened. Nigga saw me drink a cup of cut water and like, all right, bitch, we gonna go on this nigga.
That's a crazy scenario. Oh my god, you're so slept on.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, bro. This is insane.
Nah, you a nasty nigga for all that.
She just started rapping freestyle by Lil Baby.
I'm in this bitch with Fortran.
Hey, that nigga say it's gonna be behind her. Who did it again? You did it again and did it again and did it again.
Hey, nah, this is.
She's gonna be a real fan.
Oh, no, man. Bro, I ain't done that, bro. Have some faith, man. I wouldn't do nothing like that, man. Never.
Hey, we hit 500K, Sage, we a whole different breed.
All right, man. All right. So out of these four,
Dom, I'm picking the girl because I'm dying alone anyway. I was going to perform a song. I was going to remix it and all everything, but they weren't having fun with the Beyonce remix. Or Alicia Keys? Who is that?
Yeah, that was not Beyonce. Sir.
That's Alicia. Yeah, it is Alicia. Yeah. I confused them too. Hey,
apparently,
sometimes.
Alicia's YRG, so.
Alicia is YRG. That's great. That's a, I ain't gonna, I can't hate. That's a dub. But, girl, I'm dying alone, so it is what it is. I haven't, you know, I haven't had a hug since second grade, so yeah.
I'm picking gaming, bro. I need a fresh cut.
I respect that. I ain't gonna lie, I respect it.
Especially the last couple of years, I ain't even been gaming that much. I'm like, I don't need this. Like, truly,
I ain't been on the game in like a week. I swear to God. And I know what you're thinking, a week ain't much. But like for me, y'all call me a nerd all the time, chat. I ain't gonna lie, part-time, I clock in on 9 p.m.s. Yeah, I ain't been on game in a week. Once you get busy,
just don't time for the game.
Yeah, just don't be on that motherfucker. Especially when you start touching grass. 2K, it's not dead. I want you to say that. It's not dead. I just ain't been on it. I found out I'm a god at center. Whole time. I didn't even know I was like that at center. I'm a god at center.
It's been a minute since I played point guard. I get back on my point guard. Best point guard in the Discord, so.
Like, I'm a nice point guard.
On Xbox?
I am kind of unstoppable.
Yes, so it was on Xbox. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. And let's say it, because we're not talking about nothing.
You might be the third best point guard, like, in this panel right now.
First of all, That's pure cap. That's
no, it ain't.
First of all, I've watched Souls play the game. I've watched Souls play in the rec. Souls would never be better than me at point guard.
Because we got good competition. No. Fuck.
Stop it.
We got good comp. Chat, we got Kawhi Leonard on the other side.
Play, right?
It's crazy.
Stop it.
I don't even play like that.
If you get Stephen Curry, I don't know. You might be a good point guard if you're playing fucking team.
I don't even shoot threes like that.
You don't gotta shoot threes.
And I never.
Souls will pick Chris Paul. Souls will pick Chris Paul. I lock that right. Yeah, see, he just agreed. I lock that right now.
Who's a hard? How are you? Who's a bad point guard with Chris Paul? That's a sucky player. That's who that is. I'm just saying. Personally, I feel like when it comes to like,
who's good with Chris Paul? You can't really cheese with him.
Yeah, you 6 feet. You got green. Your shot.
You need the cheese. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't need the cheese to be great because I'm actually, you know, good. But
that's what I'm saying. I'm good with Chris Paul.
Everyone should be good with Russ.
What? No, if you can't cheese, everyone can't be good with Chris Paul.
Nah. Souls, you didn't hear what I said. I promise you didn't hear what I said. He was shooting threes on you with Russ.
We're not talking about that.
He rage quit on this nigga with Russell Westbrook.
Thank you. That's what made me rage quit. Grinning with Russell Westbrook made me rage quit. For two niggas on PlayStation 5 to not understand that the nigga with a current gen Xbox was saying, yo, this shit is a little bit different, gang. I didn't play fucking next gen last year.
We went to current gen.
Y'all called me out.
No, y'all called me out. Sage of Courage and Cruz.
What I do to Cruz?
Cruz ain't me. Because
you already rage quit after two games.
I swear to God, how much would you bet Donald beats me? If that number is zero, bet zero. How much would you bet that Donald beats me in 2K?
50.
You're weird. You bet 50 on it? All right, we bet 50.
Souls?
I don't know how this is going to play out. Like,
yeah, I swear to God, I will lose profit. Buy an Xbox, return that bitch just to prove a point.
I mean, if you want to do all that to waste,
I'm saying just to get $50, it's crazy.
Y'all know what I do for a four.
Just know when that next month come around and Souls going to group chat and hit you with the, all right, so Sage, I'm gonna deduct this 50 out of your cut. Don't hit him with the, hey, before niggas touch my money, I just know.
hold on. Can we all agree on something? Hold on. Can we all agree on something? Cruz, you are not better than me. Cruz, you are not better than me, Cruz. Look, I fuck with you, Cruz, again.
Yeah, Sage, that was an ugly game for you, Cruz.
Hey, I'm over here looking at Domo lit, looking at Souls tired. I'm down 8, actually. I'm like, all right, y'all want me to turn up? Halftime hits. I'm up 21. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, you're not, but you're actually not better than me. You're actually not. It was at will. I told you it was at will. I did a shit with just Damian Lillard and Nazir Little, bro. You're not better.
All right. Let's read some of these super chats. Texas Beanie Baby for $9.99 says Daniel Mack is going to get on the wrong end of someone with that camera, even though he seems cool. I thought you were talking about the Patriots QB, but
I don't know.
No, it's the guy we just watched.
Yeah, that guy from TikTok.
Ooh. Yaga James $5 says asking someone their sign then getting sturdy is crazy. I agree. Texas Beanie Baby says so Sage, red roses.
I'm gonna give you the shot, but hey, explain yourself. You ain't got to donate for that one. Explain yourself. Yeah. I'm lost.
Harold.
Maybe I don't listen to Sky. Maybe
Will Sky's little Harold? Brother Harold. Omar watching the pod right now. Disappointed. Yo, Will Sky's little brother.
Nah, you foul.
You foul. Little brother Harold, nigga.
Tony says Sage seems like a popular loner type of dude.
Hey, man, I see three futures for myself. I see three futures, and one of them, yeah, I see like a 10% chance I actually do just die alone, but like I succeed in everything I do. But that'd be the worst outcome. No cap. I don't strive for that bullshit. Money overrated.
Wouldn't the worst outcome? Never mind.
I'd be a happy bum.
Wouldn't the worst outcome be you alone and you can't like achieve?
Oh, that's not possible. That's not in the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
That's
just not what happens. I sell out and go back to basketball before
he's
that.
Four tough. Okay.
2 cents more, you could have got a bing bong. But shout out to Aramis Jones, fan support. Yeah, sir. Shout out for the big 50, man.
I wonder if we're going to get a bing bong this episode.
That's a good question. Well.
This is crazy. Let's see. What's the next video we play? Stay at home girlfriend videos. What?
Not this nigga reading the topics.
Reading them out loud.
Listen, man, this is why.
Omar handled
this. This is why Omar. But yeah, Omar ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm more of a support character. You know what I'm saying? You can.
I was gonna troll this pod regardless.
All right, man. This is the next video right here. Morning routine as a 25-year-old stay at home girlfriend.
All right.
Morning in my life as a 25-year-old stay-at-home girlfriend. One of the very first things I do after I put my dress on is I will open up the shades and let the light stream in from the outside world.
Oh, this bitch is bored.
Check to make sure that Rodney did indeed lock the door.
Rodney.
It locks from the outside.
Rodney probably black, ain't he? Let's talk about it.
Yo, why is she just staring at the door like that?
You know how bored you gotta be, bro?
I don't like her posture. I'm sorry. This is probably going to be a short. Look at her, bro. She look like a fucking Call of Duty witch. Like, what the hell?
He'll forget. Then it's time for breakfast. Every day, Rodney leaves me a plastic cup full of water. Some
is this satire, Cruz?
And a little white pill.
She's not
some
serious.
Days I'll take the
Cruz,
pill. Some days I won't. Today, I decided to take it. While I'm in the kitchen, I'll double check to make sure that Rodney remembered to lock the kitchen window.
Yo, Rodney don't do shit, man.
I'm saying.
Cut that nigga, Rodney. Yo. Morning,
I'll sit down and I'll read the book that I have. I can recite it word for word at this point, but it's still. After that.
Wait, what'd she say? Wait, what?
Run it back. Run it back. Trust me. Run it back.
Shut up.
I got you.
Then it's my favorite part of the morning. I'll sit down and I'll read the book that I have. I can recite it word for word at this point, but it still entertains me. After that, I will do my exercises. I just kind of
She's an NPC.
If I were to see her again.
Is she talking to herself?
She's an NPC. She's a sim. She's a fucking sim.
So I have no way of keeping time.
She in the mirror like the Wawa.
What the fuck?
Yo, this has to be the most bored person on the... She said her daily routine is I wake up, I open the window, I check all the locks in my house, I take an Alka-Seltzer, and I read the same book every day. and then do arm circles. Bitch, go get a hobby.
Shorty is dead ass. I'm being so serious. If you even slightly played, Shorty on the Sims grind. She getting that logic up. She getting that cleaning.
Hey, ain't gonna lie. Once Rodney locks the fucking door, she just. What do I do now? Like, this is, bitch, go outside, bro. Unlock the door.
She ain't do nothing useful. She ain't even do nothing around the house. Like, she ain't even do. She ain't cook. She ain't clean nothing. She ain't do laundry. She didn't do a hobby. She said, "I check the doors. I read my one book. Take Alka-Seltzer and jump in my room and stare out the window."
Bro, that apartment wasn't even like rich to the point where I don't even think she can be a stay-at-home girlfriend. Like, you know they're making ends meet. Like, she is just at home for no reason, bro. This is insane.
That sounds like Big M, when he was working at home, he had to work from home, and he gave us a breakdown of his daily routine one day. And I swear to you, he was saying it like, "Yeah, I do so much stuff. You know, I wake up, I go to my window and look outside." I'm like, "All right, we're already off to a grand start." I go,
y'all niggas is not posing like these.
Nigga says, "I wake up, I go look out my window and wave at the mailman every morning. Every morning, wave at the mailman. I go make my coffee, then I take my first nap of the day."
I wake up and take a nap after drinking coffee.
Wake up, a coffee and a Hey Dinkelberg, and then you hit the bed. Yo,
what?
Big M said, "I have two scheduled naps. I have one after my morning routine of waving at the mailman, looking outside the coffee, and one after I work." I said, "Boy, ain't no way. You need to go back to the office, Big M. You have too much time on your hands, gang."
How long is his naps? Because if these are like 1 hour naps.
These aren't Souls naps. These aren't Souls
I'm
naps.
Saying legit. These are legit naps.
Hour, 2 hour naps, yeah.
Okay, let's say 2 hours. So you have 4 hours of your 24 hours spent on just naps. How much are you sleeping? He has to be sleeping like 4 hours.
He got 12-hour days.
Big M don't stay up late, nigga. Big M don't stay up late, nigga. Big M get his good 7-8 hours of sleep.
Hey, that first nap comes in at 10 a.m., Dom. I don't
know. Bro, you're living half life. I ain't gonna lie. This nigga got his life.
He sleeps at 10 p.m., gets up at 2. Fucking, you know what I'm saying, stays up until 9:30 a.m. and then takes his first nap. This is a nasty schedule, bro. This is a nasty schedule, Big M.
Nah, dog.
That reminded me of that so much. I'm sorry.
I'd be the one to do it. You know what's fucked up? There was probably some deep ass meaning to that TikTok that we all just missed.
Yeah, nigga, she hates her life. That was the deeper meaning. I got it the moment she said, "I wake up and let light in my house." I was like, "Yeah, this bitch is bored." If that's the first, that every morning first.
It's like, what in the New York Rapunzel?
If your morning routine starts off with every day, because I'm gonna stay home, bro. I let fresh light in my house. Like, all right, bitch, you were bored if you're concerned about sunlight in the house every morning.
Texas Beanie Baby for $9.99. Do people really be Sims? Hey, you'd be surprised, bro. You would be fucking surprised. Cap, I'm not lagging, right? I got like
nah. You good?
All right, bet. All right, next clip. Next clip that Cruz sent.
She was a hostage.
I emphasize that it's Cruz every time.
Tough shit. Hope she gets out.
So this tweet right here, my jaw dropped at both clips, bro. This tweet got 372.
Yeah, I've seen this tweet. I ain't gonna lie, I purposely ignored it because I felt like it was gonna be something stupid, and here we are. So
I'm just saying,
I swear to God, I ignored it. I know it's dumb popular. I swear to God.
As an avid Twitter user, you don't get these numbers for no fucking reason.
That's 100% true.
This better be fucking hilarious.
I've done my scouting on Twitter. I know some tweets that if I had to get 1,000 likes in 24 hours, so I know what I'm tweeting.
Insane. All right, let's go ahead and watch it. Y'all can hear it?
Yeah, I hear it.
I watch a lot of anime. I watch
me too.
A lot of Asian shows like Korean dramas.
What is your type?
I'm definitely very into Asian men. It's not like a deal breaker. I watch a lot of anime.
Oh. Yeah. Can we talk?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi.
I ain't gonna lie, that's fucked up but funny. Look, man, before y'all cancel me, bro, I'm the one that actually laughed, so I'm gonna say it, bro. That's fucked up. It's wrong. It was kind of funny. I'm sorry. It was kind of funny, but it's wrong, bro. That's a no-no. That's a bad human. No-no. That was funny.
That's. Would you have done the same thing?
I got to mute. I'm gonna get canceled.
This is insane, yo.
Oh shit!
He's crying. Tomo is crying. The tear going down his
throat.
Yo, thoughts? Come on, bro. Thoughts. What's going on?
Oh, no, I'm back on stage already. Oh, my stomach hurts.
You're not about to get me. You're not about to get me. Oh. That was spooky. I'm not laughing.
Hey, dumb, fuck it. That nigga said. Nope. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. No. The moment, bro, and someone can clip it. The moment he said, "Can we hug real quick?" My jaw dropped because I knew it was about to happen. I knew it was coming. He said, "Can we hug real quick?" I was like, "Oh, he about to get a wild load in his arm."
He was like, "What's going on?" Like,
damn.
Damn. What's the?
Nope, I'm not laughing. Nope.
Hey, look, man. I love all people. Oh my God. You be what you like, man. He explained his no-no behavior in a right way.
Hey, that's just his preference. I mean, hey.
Oh, man.
You don't like big women. It's cool.
Oh, shit.
That's tough, though. Shit. She tried to play the anime card. That's crazy.
Boy, that hurt to keep in. Did you, like, I literally.
You
I
were was literally like, crying.
Two tears. Tyler Perry signed me. Two tears. That could not.
Hey, he wanted them finger lock niggas. Nah, so you were behind it.
Guys, you better like these.
Bitch, let me die.
Nah, gang. Nah.
Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, shit. God damn. No. Texas Beanie Baby for $9.99. Sage causing a scene because he secretly loves the extra cushion.
Hey, man. Hey, I ain't got a problem with the big girls. You back that shit up. Yeah.
Nah, I need to see that second clip again, bro. What the fuck?
All the ladies in the club, let me see your chest. I ain't got no problem with it. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Huh? Oh. Fuck no. But,
Yeah. Can we hug?
Sure.
Okay.
And he held the upper back, too. He said, oh, that's enough. I seen enough on this scouting report.
He started smirking.
I know that potential. I know what that could be. I don't want to go lower. I'm good.
That nigga hugged that upper back. He was like, this is a wide upper back. Nah.
Goddamn, who am I hugging? Patrick Willis? Oh, hell nah. Get the fuck out of
here. I hate y'all. Man. I'm going to be honest. I'm out of unserious topics. So.
Shit!
Do we want to go to. Yeah. Unless y'all have something to talk about, man.
Ah, let's see. All right. A Sage topic or a Domo topic. This is new.
We can go to the Q&A now. We can go to
Domo, we have to perform. No.
Oh, I'm game ready.
I'm about to say, no. We got to prove that we could do this.
Yeah. We're being tested. KD sat out today. We got to show it. KD sat out today.
Can we hug, man? Has left the server.
Basketball.
But I would say personally, did y'all hear about the Wisconsin volleyball team? It's been a little second. Did y'all hear anything about that? I've been waiting to talk about it.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. The how I found out about it was not through Twitter. It was through the Let's Keep It a Buck Discord, bro. This is hey, motherfuckers leaked the whole fucking folder in man. NSFW, bro. This is.
Let me tell
y'all
you.
Check NSFW.
No. First of all, yes, I do.
Yes,
but listen,
I go. Lie. I don't even you. Go on Pornhub anymore, bro.
Facts. I don't even need the internet no more. Literally, Twitter and NSFW hold me down.
Facts.
I'm gonna be 100% honest with you, gang. I dead ass thought those girls was just going wild and on demon time for winning the championship because of Twitter. The Discord let me know how serious of a crime was committed, like leaking all this stuff. So did y'all like actually? I'm guessing because Sage, you haven't seen nothing about it, right? And so you seen it from Discord.
I've seen the picture.
The assumption was, okay, the girls volleyball team won. They went out partying and did whatever they did, right? No. In reality, someone's shit got leaked. In the Discord, through the big-ass archive of content that was put out, it is very inconsistent with all the shit that's shown. So some of the stuff was them like celebrating that night in the locker room, whatever. Other shit had nothing to do with them playing volleyball. It was showing them walking around like in a bathroom of a club, at a party, in public places, just being women. It was another clip of them just goofing off in the locker room. Nothing, didn't seem like game day, didn't seem like nothing like that. Just genuine volleyball team shit. I didn't play volleyball, but I assume that's what volleyball locker rooms is like. I know what a basketball locker room is like. I know what a football locker room is like. I can assume that's what a volleyball locker room is like. And it's just showing like someone's private shit that they recorded just because they were on the volleyball team. And that's the shit that got put out there too. It wasn't just the flashing the camera when they won, which is wild. Don't get me wrong. But genuine one of those girls, or maybe more, multiple of the girls, got like their archives from fucking their Snapchat leaked or their
I was about to say something crazy. No, that's because at first I'm like, what the fuck? They just rubbing titties. Who cares? But if it was leaks, that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
My first question, and maybe I'm fucked up for this being my first question. Like, why was that their way of celebrating? Did they win a championship?
Hidden passion.
They won the national championship for volleyball. I'm guessing that's what it was. Yeah.
I just find it crazy that a whole volleyball team was like, all right, ladies.
Hey, man.
I mean, when you're around that motherfucker that you just know it's a matter of when. Shit, and that whole team knew it was a matter of when with the motherfuckers.
It took
a level of happiness. They got a little comfortable that night. They just rubbing titties. Who cares?
I was just surprised that was their way of celebrating, but
I mean, go ahead, then.
I don't know what women teams. I don't know what women team conglomerate is like. I mean, we've seen it with men's sports. Y'all seen the AD clip. Like,
no, but that's what I'm saying. Is this normal? That's my question. Is this normal?
I would honestly assume this is a normal thing when it comes to like women's volleyball, women's sports in general. I'm pretty sure they have their women who do like crazy shit behind closed doors. They're around women. It's pretty normal. Just like in a male locker room.
Yeah, it's not.
Typically, they do some wild shit. You can find clips in the NFL of niggas being in the men's locker room butt ass naked. Yeah. I remember a couple years ago, offensive lineman got leaked. Like, his whole dick was leaked because his teammate was live streaming in the fucking locker room, and he just walks by dick
it's
out.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's a normal locker room behavior to do that, but to get it leaked like that was crazy. And then the narrative was just pushed, oh, they won the championship and went crazy. Like, no, that was just a small portion of the shit that was actually leaked. It was a way bigger thing.
No. I understand in locker rooms that, like, athletes walk around, people walk around, like, know what I'm saying, with just their underwear and sometimes even just not with their underwear. I understand that. But I'm talking about we just won a championship. It'd be like, yo, we just won the NBA finals. All right, dicks out.
Dicks out, you feel me?
Like, I'm just, I don't know. Maybe I just don't get it. Maybe I just don't get it. But I'm just saying that was my first question, chat. That's all I'm saying. Like, this shit, I don't know.
Personally, I'm not going to tell nobody how to celebrate their achievements with their team. You know, do whatever floats your boat. My thing is, again, when I seen it, I was like, I ain't know y'all was getting down like this. But at the same time, how many D1 athlete, like D1 locker rooms are you familiar with? Like, how many team locker rooms are you familiar with when it comes to college or pro sports? Me personally, I'm gonna say not many. Only time I see niggas celebrating is when they win the finals, and it's obvious why they can't have their dicks out in the locker room after they win the finals, because there's nothing but cameras.
Their fucking families are there. That's
literally Rondo had his son drinking out the champagne bottle. So obviously, is why
damn, no, I can't pull out my dick.
Damn, hey, man.
Dicks ain't out yet.
Later. Yo, Bron, later, Bron.
Yo, Don't turn that corner. Like, all right, bro.
No, that's crazy. Iholo, in the chat. I know she'd be in the Discord too. Apparently, she said that this is common in volleyball locker.
You volleyball?
Hey, I know some people that volleyball. I can find that answer right now, actually.
Okay, inside Freak. Source from volleyball.
I'm about to get inside source. I'm be like, hey
that was the one that told me.
Hey, FaceTime, FaceTimer.
Right, that was the one that told me.
FaceTime. Oh no, I don't know it like that. I got her Instagram. I don't know it like that.
So FaceTime on Instagram.
Fuck no, I ain't caught Souls. Come on.
First of all, Souls, he is the TSO Sage. He is not about to call this bitch. He met on Instagram first. What?
Come on, bro. You're so slept on.
You're so slept on.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh my God, the slept on one text me.
You know what? I'm not in the mood. You know what?
Underscore? Underscore?
I'm 23?
Oh my God.
I'm not in the mood. You know what?
No, this is not just Sage. This is TSO underscore Sage 23.
I don't know. Some chat, just not. Yeah. What's the term? You just not giving anymore. It's just not. I don't know.
It's not giving. Right, man, it's definitely giving funny.
Let's get this damn fucking Q&A link in the chat. Bring up some of the MVP members.
I got you. Big Ty been here since the beginning. Yo, what you doing, Ty?
Whoa, Ty. Whoa, you were. Yeah. A little too laid back, bro. What's going on?
Whoa, chill. I'm laying back, you know?
I know, but like,
that was
my hands doing type shit.
My hands are up here, but I don't even got it. What?
You got a fluster chat.
Well, okay, if a natural disaster happened tomorrow, if a natural disaster happened tomorrow, which natural disaster would you rather have happen in tomorrow?
Nah, bro was just chilling. He did not have
a question. I was ready.
It's cool. He just wanted that zero latency experience, man. It's cool.
Which natural disaster would I want to happen? Fuck.
Yeah, would you
earthquake, I guess. Earthquake? Yeah.
I survived a lot of hurricanes already, so I'm going to pick a hurricane.
Could you hit the gritty
on talking about in the Philippines?
Yeah,
nigga, those are just tropical storms, nigga. Those are not.
Nah, these are.
Yeah,
that's what the real kings are. No cap.
You drunk.
Nah, that's where the real kings are, bro.
This is just a windy day, nigga.
No motherfuckers got done.
I'm saying I'm used to it. Ain't gonna lie, when I first came here, motherfuckers was talking about, oh, there's a big hurricane coming up. Like, okay, sounds like a windy day to me, but.
No.
Nah. Right, go ahead, Sage.
If you get hit the gritty on an earthquake, I'd do it, but that's it. Side of that. I don't know.
Kind
of
just accept death at that point.
Okay.
What? All right, Ty. Well, you have a good one, man. Right, you look like you were relaxing.
Domo, you think it's too hard.
Let's bring up King Soda if he had a question. Do you have a question?
Yeah, kind of a question. Nah, actually, I don't have a question. I don't got a question.
All right. Okay.
At least he's honest. You say he makes some shit up. You say he makes some shit up on the fly. Like, what's your favorite natural disaster?
So, what's your favorite PlayStation controller variant?
If you had to die, how would you want to die?
Do you have a question? Let me think real quick. If there was a natural disaster tomorrow, what's up?
How you doing, Larry? You're muted.
B-Souls, I have a question for you.
What's up?
Did you hear that Damo's no longer a tribe?
Anyway.
Damn.
Oh, Larry's done.
Let me read
Larry,
this.
I want you to know I am in full control of what's going on, and I ain't telling him anything. You just blew your chance. There you go.
Oh, my God.
What? All right.
Nah, go ahead, bro.
This is crazy.
Damo has been hindering me to let everybody on the podcast know that Christian took his tribal chiefness. He's no longer the tribal chief of Xbox. Christian took it? Have a good day.
Christian didn't take it.
Larry
has been trying to come up here for two weeks. Sage, he's been trying to come up for 2 weeks to say that weak ass shit. It's okay. Christian didn't take it. It's fucking Christian. All right. I'm not worried about that shit. Anyway, go ahead with the super chat, gang.
All right, man. Blake Bass says, what's y'all favorite show to watch for background noise or to watch before bed?
I ain't gonna lie, I caught up on Rick and Morty doing that, but nowadays. Shit, Boondocks. I went back.
Y'all would roast me for mine.
Okay. You got the Boondocks plug on YouTube. I got
that shit just be in the background, bro. I don't know. I was like, yo, it's Drake in the background type shit.
Degrassi.
Next Generation. Whatever it takes. Come on.
What y'all know? Yeah, he's a troll. He's a troll. Degrassi is not fire enough to be played in the background of 2022. Hell no.
Productive as fuck with it. I don't know. Aramis Jones. I'm pretty sure he donated the 49 earlier. Pels versus Celtics in the finals in the next couple years. Did he want to say years in a Boston accent? Brandon Ingram and Zion play like Shaq and Kobe, and you got the Jays.
Hey, man. I don't know why.
Brandon Ingram is Kobe?
Pelicans not getting past the Los Angeles Lakers, bro. We're the better team. We have a man that averaged a triple-double. We have a man that is the best big in the league when he's healthy, and we have a man that is the GOAT.
No. All trolls aside. Fuck it. Real like basketball shit right now. I am so sick of niggas like Lowe and Omar and the rest of you clowns on Twitter criticizing AD like he's out here just playing bad basketball on Russ level. Y'all niggas are branching him and Russ in these same conversations like this nigga's fault when AD is only shooting bad. AD has literally been efficient in the paint just like last year. He's literally been playing great defense while being fucking hobbled. And niggas is talking about, bro, look how the effort he has when he's setting fucking screens. Get the fuck out of here, gang. Listen, I'm not about to be on the blame Westbrook train all year. It's obviously not Westbrook. Not just Westbrook. I mean, he has his problems, but it's obviously not fuck Westbrook all year. But we're not going to sit here and act like AD is not obviously our best player right now.
So far in these first four games, LeBron
has regressed. Let's not fucking bullshit. Let's not dance around it. Let's not bullshit ourselves. LeBron has regressed. It comes with age. The nigga's been doing this for 20 years. It was bound to happen. AD's been our best player, and we got niggas that's representing the Lakers or niggas that's representing this pod or niggas that I'm cool with or just weirdos that do Twitter spaces all day with nothing else to do in their life sitting here saying, oh, my God, Anthony Davis is just playing bad basketball. I turned the TV on and seen Nick Wright's bitch ass, which honestly, Nick, in every other connotation, well, you're trash outside of talking about like LeBron and Lonzo Ball. Other than that, your takes are shitty. He is literally on national television telling people, pushing the narrative that Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook are both playing the same level of bad basketball and it's killing the Lakers. And I'm like, there's no way that's the case. And they show a 2 second clip of him missing a jump shot. Fuck out of here, bro.
AD's been playing good, but yeah, I think at least for me and Sage, most of the critique is like relative to what he should have been. He's been disappointing, but
basically that's I get him. I ain't gonna lie, Damo. But in terms of right now, four games production outside of the time where he, you know, held his back. He's been better than Braun. Braun ain't been. I thought y'all was gonna do it, so that's why I stopped. But he's been better.
He's adapting.
Chat, for those, I think Braun is gonna be better than AD long term. It's only been a week, but Braun been shit.
Bro, you can call it overreacting. I'm just talking about the narratives that are being painted and being pushed. I watched it happen last year. The day one narrative of the Lakers continued to be the narrative of the Lakers for the entire season. That's literally what it was. Niggas was quick to blame Russ. They was quick to blame AD shooting. They was quick to blame AD's health. And no one wanted to blame Pelinka, like, at all. Niggas still didn't want to blame Pelinka last year, and niggas don't want to blame him now. So, no, I'm not overreacting. I see the fucking cycle.
All right, let's get through these super chats real quick. Texas Beanie Baby, another 10. Love you guys. If y'all wondering, I'm an 18-year-old welder.
Damn.
Looks like you making bank.
I'm about to say, shit, you better than me when I was 18. I was out that motherfucker serving spicy deluxe saying, my pleasure. Damn.
Turtle Dre ain't shit. If you had to compare a rapper to LeBron James, who would it be right now?
And it's Primer right now.
I said Jay. But
right now?
Jay, fuck.
Like, all time?
Right now, like Ice Cube.
Is that not a good comparison?
I'd probably say Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
I say
definitely
Jay.
Still good, not I'd as good as he used to be and has his moments still. Yeah, Lil Wayne.
Sound like Jay to me, huh?
I'd say overall Jay right now, Ice Cube, because he's the type of motherfucker that
I'd still rather have a Jay feature right now than
you film a movie first.
Ice Cube.
Jay's not consistently releasing music. that's another thing. It has to be consistency when it comes to playing. Longevity is the argument for LeBron. LeBron ain't pulling MJ.
And Jay doesn't have longevity.
Space Jam. Jay has not been consistently dropping. Space Jam 2 better. That nigga doing what's the gap between his last two albums?
His last two?
His last two albums was what?
4 years.
A four-year gap?
I'm pretty sure 444 came out 2017, and then Magna Carta came out 2013.
And did it not? And 444 was his last album?
I believe so, yeah.
And what body of work has he put out since 444? 444. I keep saying 444. That's crazy.
He had a meet.
I like that.
I'm just talking about careers. He started career in like 99. LeBron started in 03.
Consistency. He still need to do it, nigga. It don't matter. Career-wise, he took a break. Nigga, stop doing that to be a businessman. Not a businessman or whatever the fucking bar is. You know it.
Hell nah, man.
LeBron been taking a break in L.A., but all right.
That's why I called his ass Ice Cube.
I mean, if you can take a break,
it's still filming Friday. Like, shit. Listen.
Last 2 years. I'm talking about last 2 years.
Oh, now is the last 2 years. Why he's been in L.A., but now the last 2 years in L.A. has been a break. While niggas have been hurt. One year when he was hurt and AD was hurt. And then another year when AD was hurt and he had fucking Russ. All right. Job,
bro. Yeah, we're trying to pivot from basketball. This is crazy. MC Robinson. Young boy then.
Fuck it.
What's your favorite COD game and gun? I don't play COD enough to answer that question.
You never played COD? So
Modern Warfare 2, the Modern Warfare 2 ACR, or honestly, to keep it hot, the Peacekeeper, or the Honey Badger from Ghost.
Peacekeeper. Okay, I fuck with the Honey Badger from Ghost. That's an underrated one. But the Peacekeeper, I was never that type of nigga. MW3 RSASS, MK14 from MW3 as well. I was one of those motherfuckers. Black Ops 2 MP7, and it was one other gun on Black Ops 2 that I fuck with crazy. But it'd be favorite game would be Black Ops 2, but those would be the three guns. Scar, Texas. Thank you. Someone in the chat said it. MW3 Scar, thank you.
I like Texas Bean Baby.
I love the Scar. I love the Scar, bro.
The only Scar I know is from Fortnite, but
ammo is okay. But I love the Iron Sight.
I don't even talk about guns no more. This nigga sold us about 4 minutes of conversation. We're done.
What you mean? I'm just saying that's the only Scar I know, bro.
Next super chat, Dino Nugget. Next super chat.
You ain't ever get sprayed up by an RSS. That's all.
Of course, the nigga that eats fucking Dino Nuggets brought up fucking Fortnite. All right,
I'm just saying that's the only Scar I know.
I was great, Jack, because Matt said I brought up the worst guns. Like RSS ain't like that. And oh man, Fortnite.
He literally said the only Scar I know is from Fortnite. Nah, this kid has. Nah, we gotta go, bro.
Nah, he just blew me.
Just blew me.
Pause. All right, bro. Texas Beanie Baby. Hey, y'all like bikes or not?
I ain't gonna lie. I bust my ass riding a bike. So, nah. That shit hurt.
I need four wheels.
No, I don't fuck with bikes, man. I got my ass kicked by a bike.
My big ass teeter. It's a wrap. I don't do that. Nah.
And in D.C., all they want you to motherfucking do, because it's so lit. Oh, my God. When you're half lit, it's to ride a fucking bike. And you get your ass fucking wooed out. Shit ass.
All right, Michael for $5. I don't know if I gave the last one a gunshot. But here you go. Michael for $4.99 says, the problem has been Rob Pelinka for 3 seasons straight. I've been saying this since 2019. Fire him.
Facts. He only got the job because of Kobe. The nigga has done. But he has dead ass been doing wrong ever since we won a chip, which is crazy. He wins a chip and literally tanks his own job. The craziest shit. Well, I won't say that. That 2021 team, had they not got hurt, could have made some noise personally. But the team with Schroeder and Harold, and we still had KCP, we still had Caruso.
They would have lost.
I mean, it is, say what you want to say. If we were healthy, that team wasn't as bad as the next year team or this year. So
yeah, that's fine. They would have got their ass kicked.
I guess, whatever. But Pelinka sucks.
King that's K, also true. Big 42 tape coming soon.
Put the foes up, nigga. Big 42 tape is dropping. We targeted March, nigga. Spring break, we going crazy.
Shit, big 42 artists hit up my tweet when I do the musical talent show on TSO.
Y'all putting a 4-2? This is
putting up the falls, nigga.
Nigga, that's four people. Oh, okay. You know what? Wrong. You know what? Do it. just keep doing that. Do that in Atlanta. Keep doing
this. Say less. Texas Beanie Baby says motorcycles. My bad.
I need four wheels. If I'm pussy on a goddamn bike, I'm pussy on a motorbike.
Hey, since both of y'all are up here, Yeah. Get your questions off, man.
You can go first.
Heaven.
What is y'all? What's y'all?
I don't know why that was so funny, though.
You can go first. It was the angle.
Hey, shout out to Cutwater. It's actually a good one.
But go ahead, gang. You got it.
What's your favorite running back of all time?
What the fuck?
Adrian Peterson.
AP?
AP is my favorite of all time.
This is why
or LT so or LaDainian Thompson.
Yeah, I'm about to say LT. This is a weird pick. I like Warrick Dunn a lot. Warrick Dunn was my nigga.
My weird pick will probably be Brandon Jacobs. Brandon Jacobs was
that guy.
Brandon Jacobs is my guy. Like
Julian Edelman? Is he a running back?
No, bro.
Oh, my God, bro.
Hey, he's a troll.
Rob Gronkowski? Let me chill.
Y'all been calling Souls Curry. I know he's a tight end. This nigga is Jordan Poole, bro.
Come on. Jamal Charles. Ooh, I like Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles is good.
Chris Johnson in his heyday.
Charles had like 5 touchdowns and then like 2 receivers. Nah, that's love.
For all the real ball knowers, Sean Alexander, one of my other favorite
ones. But you stole my clout.
Ricky Williams, the Dolphin. Made me a Dolphin fan, nigga.
I'm about to say I'm a Steelers fan. Willie Parker
was nice. CJ2K.
Ain't that a YouTuber? Wait, no.
All right, bro.
We're done.
Ain't that a YouTuber,
though? CJ2K. We're done.
No, bro. I might be thinking of CJ so cool. You're good, bro.
My bad. All right, let me just get this off. What about the fridge from Chicago? I don't know. What?
William Perry? You're talking about William fucking Perry?
Ah, no. I don't give a fuck about him.
I don't give a fuck about William Perry, nigga.
Oh, this is guy I was thinking of. Like, Garrett Blunt.
Nigga, the worst Marshawn? The slower, fatter Marshawn? All right,
now we play for the Patriots, bro. That's...
Fair enough.
What's the question, man?
Which one y'all watch anime?
I've been watching
Chainsaw Man recently. So.
I want to watch Chainsaw Man. Never got to it.
I'm getting into anime. I just started watching Chainsaw Man. That's just kind of good. So, like, what are some good ones to watch?
Dorohedoro. If you're on Netflix, if you got Netflix, Dorohedoro on Netflix is pretty good in my opinion. Death Note, that's on Netflix.
I watched that one.
I will say Keeping It Simple, nigga. Keep it simple, stupid. Dragon Ball and Naruto. Keep it simple.
Yeah, I'm about to say Dragon Ball.
Like you haven't really watched anime unless you've watched either Naruto or Dragon Ball.
I heard you got
a lot of filler though, bro.
That's fine. They have websites where they tell you, but you got to tackle one of those two. Then after that, Attack on Titan or Hunter x Hunter. You got to watch one of those two.
I started Attack on Titan.
Finish Attack on Titan, and oh my god, yeah.
I'm waiting for the next season.
I'm waiting for that.
Parasite is pretty good. I fuck with Parasite.
That's also on Netflix. Parasite is good.
Kip. No one cares.
Parasite is the same song, bro. Hey, bro. What's up? Can I ask my question?
All right. We'll see you later, bro. Baby, I don't want to lie. I know it's your chance.
I took the one to Poland.
My first question to you.
First.
Do your legs touch the ground when you're hitting it from the back? Like these linebacker women, these 300 plus, you know what I mean, queens?
Do your legs touch the ground?
Mm-hmm, because he likes big women. So I was just wondering if like his feet touch the ground. Or is he like pumping it, you know what I'm saying?
Talking about.
Have you had sex before?
You Sage.
And have you had sex?
Yeah. What you mean? Look at the hair, bro. Of course.
So if you're standing up with her, the answer is duh.
No, but you're like assuming that you're not standing up, right?
So you're both on the bed.
But she's big.
Why would
she's
you be big, standing right? on the bed?
Because she's huge. Like your feet don't touch the ground.
Why would
That doesn't huge, make sense. She's big. right. So she's like 300 pounds, right? Because that's what you like. Okay. You're not touching the ground. You're little, right? Because to get in there, you have to be elevated.
No. If I'm hitting from the side, mission from the back, I'm trying to think of the position where my legs are required to hit the ground.
Exactly.
But like, because she's big, I can no longer hit the ground. Yeah, I'm trying to think. If y'all want to call me a virgin for it, go ahead. I'm genuinely trying to think. All right, what position would a woman be so big where I'm supposed to hit the ground, but I'm not?
That's what I'm saying.
And I can't.
No. What?
Yeah. No, I don't get you, bro.
You still need to stand up.
Come on, little boy.
But he can't stand up because he has to be elevated because she's bending over.
And what? She bent over with her ass 300 pounds?
Come on, so let me help y'all out.
Yeah, I'm about to say, nigga, virgin, what? Bro. She got a 300-pound ass cheek. Like,
oh, yeah, this is the rich nigga from Singapore. Yo.
Oh. Nah.
Nah?
Nah, that ain't me. That ain't me.
I said upper middle class. Nah, my question was, where y'all want to go for real?
This overseas. Nigga gotta be up. We're right behind his face like that.
Going overseas? We just went to Atlanta, bro. Yo, one step at a time. This is.
No, I mean, like, as a vacation spot, you know?
Go overseas
as a group. As a group,
yeah. I'm about to say by myself. Or
I might go overseas next year, like personally, but as a group,
yeah, I'm about to say, look, I like y'all niggas, man. Out the country's crazy. Whoa, what the fuck are we doing out there?
We go to UK, go visit DKM. What you mean?
No, I'll
get some chippy chips.
Hey, I would get some.
This is a holiday, bro.
All right, I would get some chippy chips with you niggas. I swear to God, I would. If it was going to get some chippy chips, I swear to God, I would. Shit, but nah, out the country, nah. I mean, I ain't been.
When are you coming here?
And do what? What are we coming to Maryland to do? And do what?
Hey, man. We get some Merlin culture in y'all niggas. Get y'all some mumbo.
I don't want no Merlin culture, nigga.
Get y'all some mumbo. All the jaw-like shit. You can finally hear how you actually speak. Oh, my goodness.
I'm still
going to
say jaw-like shit. Dream?
This is crazy. Brozon said there is no way.
All right, if I go to the States, which state should I go to?
If you're visiting throughout the country, let me tell you right now, go to California, go to New York, go to Texas, or Florida.
No, I've been to LA and Houston only, but I don't know what else.
LA and Houston.
So then I would say
Florida. You ain't been East Coast. Or, yeah, go East Coast.
Right, Florida, New York.
Florida, New York.
Or Cali. 100%. Did he say Cali?
He said LA.
Yeah.
He said LA. Oh, he said LA. So then, yeah, Florida, New York. Other than that, no point of going anywhere else. Everywhere
nigga,
else
what the fuck is in Baltimore, nigga? Your life. My fault. I'm sorry. I was reading the chat. What the fuck is
just watered down versions of those main spots, in my opinion.
Shit, Baltimore are different. But Baltimore, I ain't going to lie. I'm not recommending anybody just visit Baltimore. That's like the worst decision you can make in your life. Baltimore is the most.
Larry, don't nobody care about the Bayou.
I ain't gonna lie, Larry. No, nobody cares. But Baltimore is the definition of a setup. Whoever said Baltimore, no, you go to Baltimore. That shit is
Larry
not
Big Lips. I don't take his opinion serious. But I will say this: when it comes to no, this nigga, y'all don't want to hear that upper middle class shit. We were in Discord, and I wish Omar here was about because me and Omar asked him verbatim. Yo, because Omar asked him, what's the most expensive thing in this nigga's house? And he said word for word, bar for bar, my parents do got, like, gold land they save somewhere. And me and Omar were like,
they do.
What? We were like, wait, excuse me? Oh, yeah, we just got, like, your parents didn't invest in gold? First question he asked, he's like, wait, y'all parents ain't invest in gold? I'm like, oh, yeah, nigga, so you're rich. All right, that's fine. No, wait. He goes to show us the safe. Literally starts lagging because he's on the other side of his house. That's how big his house is. His Wi-Fi.
What is the Eric Huncho? This is crazy.
I'm about to say, I ain't rich boy. Shit.
He said upper middle class. Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, when you say you're upper middle class, you just want to make it seem like you're not rich, but you know you're rich.
Who said? Chat. Think of the last nigga you met in your life. And you not rich yourself, and you're like, I'm just upper middle class.
Chill, I'm upper middle class. Dang,
nobody, come on, bro. That is not lingo. Nobody claims upper middle class. You either are upper middle class or you're not upper middle class.
And you lie, nigga. You say you ain't had no camera. You got a camera right now. This is crazy.
He's trying to be dreamed so bad, bro.
And I still think you're probably an ugly motherfucker because why the hell your neck in the goddamn camera?
I bet your name Clay. It's crazy.
You say, oh, sure, guys.
You gotta hide his face because his parents are government officials. Cool. I gotta hear from this nigga Daniel.
I'm gonna just have my camera like this all pot. Fuck it.
Yo, what's good, bro?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
You lagging a little bit, but we can.
All right. I wanted to go with Damo's point about ADE. At what point do you think people will stop, like, with the whole fucking, like, it's all ADE's fault? When do you think they'll stop or start acknowledging that he's actually, like, their best player? Like,
I got your question. That was real tough. I got you. Yeah, you know, I got you.
Hey, nah. Before you answer that shit. Hey, I'm sorry. Before you answer that shit, why the only color in that damn picture was outside? Outside the window. Why the window? I know y'all seen that, and y'all being nice.
This is insane.
Only the window had color. Everything is gray as shit. Oh, fuck.
I'm going to be honest, bro, to answer your question. As long as LeBron is on that team, bro, no one's gonna admit that AD's better.
Yeah, nobody's gonna admit it. Niggas will say LeBron's top five to be nice all day, bro. Playing like some dog shit. Let's just be honest. Let's just be clean. He playing like some shit. Now I think he's better than that.
I tried to campaign for AD.
Oh my god, he was shitting the Nuggets game. He was awful.
I ain't never felt that way about LeBron before, and I had to turn the game off because I was about to say something I was gonna regret.
Chat, I promise you, we ain't talking about it every day. He was bad.
Sage, the Laker fan was in me was over. The Laker fan in me overtook the LeBron fan because I was about to say something I had reserved for Russ. I'm watching. He is just throwing the ball away. He's just
trolling, shooting bullshit threes, turnovers. I'm like, nigga, Russ on the bench. Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, first of all, I need niggas to understand right now. I don't give a fuck about your Kareem record. All right. Let's get that out the goddamn way. I don't give a fuck about you beating Father Time. If you're about to be out here you're playmaking worse than Russ, nigga. If you're doing that, change that shit in Orlando, nigga. Go play with Paolo and do that. Go back to fucking Cleveland and do that. Go anywhere else. I'll tank. I'll rebuild with AD and Russ before I watch LeBron James just go out here and throw it at niggas' feet. Throw it straight to fucking Torrey Craig. Get the fuck, nigga. Bro, I want you to understand how mad I was last night. We were in Discord putting DraftKings sheets in. This nigga Christian, me and Cruz have been putting sheets in all week, going crazy. Christian goes in day one. Hey guys, I'm feeling on Bruce Brown tonight against the Lakers. Me and Cruz, Bruce fucking Brown. Who the fuck cares about Bruce fucking Brown? Halfway through the fucking game, I'm texting Cruz. Nigga, do you see Bruce Brown right now? 16 and halftime on us, bro. Fuck them niggas. Three more games. The Lakers got three more games. If we're dog shit, if I can't see no hope in three games, Warriors, Mavericks, Omar, I'm with you. Hey, Magic fans, no. I'm buying my ticket. Pistons,
no. Hey, how are you at Christian? All right,
Piston fans, wait, hold on. Hear me out. I'm not abolishing my Laker flag. Listen, my Laker banner is over there still somewhere. It's folded. That bitch ain't flying because we ain't flying. That's fair. I'm not abandoning the team. But we're about to tank. I've done this before. I am a basketball fan first, Laker fan, and then I like players. Hey, bro, I want to see some young talent play. Detroit, Orlando, my young talent. I like to see niggas win. Luke is great, and you can't beat the Warriors dynasty. I'm not gonna go against it. I'm joining the machine, nigga. It's no way you have 2-3 future all-stars on your bench while you still got Curry somewhat in his prime. Jordan Poole emerging. Klay Thompson can just be Klay. He don't even got to be Klay no more. He can just be a nigga on the court. He's literally light-skinned Draymond, and they're still winning. It's crazy. I'm conforming.
Nah, that's crazy. By the way, I remember when Klay was like the likable Warrior. Now everybody hate, bro. Crazy.
Hey, Lo had that like 15-minute space. Ash and Eli was going crazy.
Ash and Eli was going on that nigga?
Yeah. Damn. Motherfucker was like, yeah, Klay always been a loser. He ain't never really done anything.
Damn, Damn. That's just how the shit is nowadays. Cause Klay really used to be the most likable Warrior, and now everybody hate that nigga. Crazy. I still fuck with Klay, bro. Yeah, like he broke Torres in ACL. Y'all niggas is foul.
He ain't never been the same since he called Roddy Magruder a bum. The day he called Roddy Magruder a bum, that nigga Klay started his villain arc. He turned heel. The day he called Roddy Magruder a bum on air, He turned heel that day. I'm telling
that
you.
That shit was funny as hell, though. Don't take that back.
Hilarious.
That shit was funny as hell.
All right, let's do one more Q&A, but let me just read a couple of these super chats. Couldn't really read this properly earlier. Rozon Vic, there is no way y'all didn't say Shinji Adventures for the anime question, I'm assuming.
Shinji, I don't know what that is. It's a RDC reference, Anime House 6, Shinji. Mm.
I still need to watch that shit, bro. Damn.
You ain't watched Anime House 6?
No, the way I watch RDC content, I wait like a couple months for them to just like upload a bunch of videos, and I just watch them all in one sitting. Like,
it's not Anime House 6 an hour, nigga. That's just a movie. Yeah,
exactly. I want to binge their videos when I fucking watch this shit. So.
You want to binge their videos amidst a fucking hour long video?
I'm gonna be blunt.
No, not amidst. I'm just,
all right, bro. I'm like, y'all label every YouTuber alive to me. Yo, damn niggas. The Anime 6 was like that, bro.
For real. That shit was crazy.
Actually like that.
Trey Sama, $9.99 off the strength. You get two red shots for that. No cap. Off the strength. Tony, $4.99. Go to Harlem and do that dance where you punch your hips. The locals will love you for it.
Probably.
Shake that shit.
Shake that shit, Train. I know some 6'4 niggas that was busting that shit. I'm like, nigga, what is you doing? TikTok blew up. I'm like, see, bro, Sage told you I'm going to be a consecrated. Fuck out of here, bro. All right.
All right, last super chat for now. Turtle Dre ain't shit. Louisiana food undefeated.
I guess
I've never had it.
It's spicy, I guess.
That sounds like Asian food to me. But all right,
what's up, y'all?
What's good? What's okay, up, nigga. What's up, Jay?
It's a quick question. All right. But it's a really cool hypothetical. I've been asking a couple of my friends this. But anyways, you get one attribute that you excel at, and everything else, you're just mediocre. But you're getting drafted to the league, okay?
Oh, shit.
What attribute are you choosing, and which franchise do you think you're impacting the most?
Shooting Lakers.
What? Shoot, yeah, shooting.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. If I was just a sharpshooter, I would not get into the NBA. So for me specifically, probably athleticism. But given the fact that I had good stamina and all that shit, it would be shooting.
I'm being so serious. So if you were a good shooter, you'd get hired by the Lakers, and you'd be on the.
No, hey, I wouldn't. Stop playing.
They giving a bunch of bums some two way contracts.
Just run some suicides. You'd be all right. But shooting 100%. Shooting 100%. That's easy. You don't even need to dribble for real. If you got Braun on the team or some shit, shooting Lakers is most obvious.
Sitting. Yeah, shooting Lakers.
Shooting Lakers is dumb obvious. Dumb obvious.
Yeah.
What's your answer? Because it seems like you've been asking that.
I'm taking that Lonzo Ball playmaker role for the Chicago Bulls. We need that right now. We struggling, and well, we're not doing that bad this season. But postseason, we just not.
Your skill is playmaking.
That's
I mean, offer like, the gift of assist.
Really good passing. Mm-hmm.
All right, Ben Simmons. Sorry, Ben Simmons.
Hey, bro.
How tall are you?
That's like the least necessary thing.
You're 6'1". You're a 6'1", Ben Simmons. That's what you would be.
Bro, like of the four. Hey. Yeah, that's why I said what's up, Jay, earlier. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, I get it now.
I thought you actually knew him for a second. I'm like,
nah, yeah. I'm like, what's good, Jay? Yeah, shit. But
But yeah, I thought it'd be crazy. A fun question. But that's why every time I get on here, you motherfuckers call me. What's the foo-foo?
You were the foo-foo guy, man. I didn't even know it was the foo-foo guy.
I didn't either. Oh, my God.
He froze it. Why this nigga so bald?
Yeah. I got hair. It's just like I got hair.
Where did it come from?
Wait. Put the camera angle back.
Look
regular. Yeah, put the camera angle back.
This nigga clickbaited me.
You look bald. You look bald. bald.
Oh my god. This is insane.
Oh my god. I thought you were bald this whole time.
So this is Dion with a hairline. This is insane.
That nigga looked down. He said, I said, what?
Nah, nah, look. Chat, look, I understand. One of these days, chat. Hey, yeah, like, bro.
Do these with me.
That is a forehead. Damn.
That nigga got a fat ass hand, too.
That nigga palm his head.
Nigga hand big as shit.
My fingers, my hands are like the same size as
a meatball.
OBJ.
What the fuck?
Like from the tip of my pinky to the like when I do this, it's the same distance as the like OBJ.
And you grip your whole head with your hand?
You know what I'm saying? Is he flexing his forehead?
That's how I
got the partial expansion shit.
That nigga said bees, and this shit's super long. I'm like, wait, so that means your shit's really space. If you went here with it, and your hand's the size of orangutans, nigga, that's crazy.
Orangutans is crazy, dick. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Nigga said, my hand like this big.
It's not even that bad. It's just.
Nah, you got a fat ass head and a bigger forehead, bro. This shit's crazy.
That nigga said, yeah, my hand's the same size as Kawhi's. Let me look at my fingers.
Fool, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest, and you lagging right now. I'm not a fighter. Chat, you think I'm pussy? Cool. I'd beat the shit out of my bubble. I'd beat the dog shit out of that.
I can't hit my dad.
He pushes shit back, or is it just
that's your dad?
Your barber's your dad?
No. I would never.
Why'd you have so much shame in that? Like,
I said I can't fight my dad because he's only 5'1".
But
he said barber.
Dad's your barber, right?
Oh no, I thought you meant my dad for like inheriting this.
Yo, get out of here, bro.
Chat, you heard what I heard. Chat, you heard what I heard. No, 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 this motherfucker's lying.
Wrap this shit up like a condom, bro. It's getting crazy. Wrap it up like a condom.
What did he say? Did I miss something?
No, not you, Souls. I'm talking about that motherfucker. Because I said I beat the shit out of my barber, and he goes, nah, I can't beat the shit out of my dad like that. Yo, nah, that nigga's a liar. That nigga's a liar. Bark, his dad cut his shit.
Nigga said, why can't you beat him? He 5'1". All right.
Nigga said, lean back. Dang.
Jesus Christ. That boy Specs, $9.99. Me personally, I wouldn't let someone call me a 6'1" Ben Simmons. That's tough.
Salutes.
Nah, so you're too low. You gotta come up here.
Yeah, I'm about to say you way too low.
A 10.
Nah, yeah, I thought that nigga was bald, yo.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, man. Let's close it out. Shout out to the 640 in the building, man. Shout out to y'all still in here. We never give y'all a round of applause again, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everyone that super chatted in this stream. Much appreciated. All the support is definitely appreciated. Hey, it's our biggest super chat stream in a minute, and we didn't even hit 900. Like, this
I'm saying, bro, like, we ain't even hit our views count. Down the co-host that lead the topics. Y'all motherfuckers slid through, man.
Hey, shout out to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
When the band get back together?
I'm saying, man. Sometimes, shout out to Trey Sama, W Stream. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just get too serious on the podcast. It was nice to, you know what I'm saying, just lay back. Or lean back and, you know what I'm saying, just talk about lighthearted shit and have a good time. Omar will be back next podcast. It's the Halloween podcast, no cap.
Oh, shit.
Unfortunately, Dama will also not be here next pod. So, band not going to be together till next Thursday, fully. Exactly. So, let's go ahead and do outros. Dama, you can go.
All right, chat, man. It's been your mom's favorite midnight snack, man, and we will be back. I fucked it up. I fucked up the intro. I fucked up the outro.
He stole your shit. He stole your shit.
Ever since Omar did it, it ain't felt right, man. I want to do something different now, and I've been doing it for a long time. But it's been fun, bro. Y'all boys be good. Thank you for the super chats. Niggas at Omar holding back. Nah, y'all niggas. Nah. Y'all niggas just don't like Omar. That's all it is. No blame him for y'all not liking him. But it's been fun. Definitely see y'all niggas when I come back next Thursday.
All right, Sage, go ahead. Say goodbye to the people.
All right, people. Might stream tonight, might not. If I stream tonight, it ain't necessarily going to be a music jump because I don't feel like dealing with YouTube shit. I don't know if I'm going to be on YouTube. So we'll see. We'll see what we do.
This motherfucker right here, bro. All right, man. We'll catch y'all on the next fucking podcast with costumes.
Costumes. Mm.
W right, drip. Man. We'll catch y'all on the next one. Peace.
Peace.
All right. We should be off.